The federal budget already had returned to record deficits even before the onset of costs from the war in Iraq that may linger for years. In response, the president says taxes and domestic spending must be cut. But NPR's Peter Overby reports that one big bill moving in Congress now would do the opposite.
Once again this week, President Bush repeated his mantra about solving the federal fiscal crunch.
The best way to reduce the deficit is with more growth in our economy, which means more revenues to our treasury, and less spending in Washington, D.C.
But small is beautiful doesn't apply to transportation spending. Congress has started work on a 6-year renewal of transportation programs, and the bill is a whopper. One early measure, the number of special so-called demonstration projects, roads, bridges, mass transit, tucked into the bill. 20 years ago, there may have been a dozen total. By 1998, legislators had come to see them as constituent pleasers, and the total was up to 1,800. This year, the number of requests has tripled to 5,300. Subcommittee member John Duncan, Jr., a Tennessee Republican, shook his head at a recent hearing.
Here's one member that's requested 19 projects in the state of Connecticut. And here's another member that's requested 22 projects in his district in Illinois. I'd like to do all these things, but I don't see how we're going to be able to do anywhere close to everything that everybody's requesting.
Transportation Committee Chairman Don Young of Alaska declined to be interviewed. But the chair of the Highways and Transit Subcommittee, Wisconsin's Tom Petri, said the flood of requests just shows the sorry state of America's transportation networks.
This is an opportunity for a member to go to bat for something in his particular area, and if we can work with them to lock in even a very small percentage of the funding, this might move it up in the queue at the local level.
House members pitched their projects to Petri during 3 days of hearings this spring. Randy Forbes was typical.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, and I know how tough it is to sit through this testimony, so I too am going to try to be brief.
Forbes, a Republican from Chesapeake, Virginia, wants federal funds to improve Route 460 in his hometown. His constituents rejected local funding for this road last fall, but Forbes presses on with an old argument and a new one.
First of all, it has huge economic potential, but every road that's talked about in this committee has huge economic potential, at least according to the individuals that are pushing those roads. But one of the most important things with Route 460 is it's an evacuation route.
Specifically, an evacuation route in case terrorists strike at naval facilities in Norfolk next door. Not every House member can play the Homeland Security card, but every member does have something the committee leadership wants: a vote on final passage of the bill. Lining up support early is important because this bill could have a stunner in it, an increase in the gasoline tax. Despite the president's call for tax cuts, committee leaders in the transportation lobby say America needs to find an additional $100 billion for its transportation system. Republican leaders, even the famously anti-tax House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, are weighing the tax increase. Just don't call it that. The preferred term is adjustment for inflation.
Increase, adjustment, they're synonymous.
T. Peter Ruain is president of the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. Late this month, his organization will air an ad campaign aimed at members of Congress. The first ad features a clip from a 20-year-old speech by President Ronald Reagan, calling the gas tax a user fee that even anti-tax conservatives can embrace.
Our highways were built largely with such a user fee, the gasoline tax. I think it makes sense to follow that principle in restoring them to the condition we all want them to be in.
Ruane says road contractors and their allies will come in from around the country to lobby their legislators.
These are the real world people, people who vote, business people, and the members of Congress listen.
Political scientist Diana Evans at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, is a student of bills like this one. She says the trade being offered lawmakers here, support the committee leaders on the gas tax increase, get some hometown projects, is a familiar one.
So that's not to say that some members will not fight this tax increase. I think they will, and I think it'll probably be a big fight. But it's certainly an example of members willing to tax people in order to provide for their constituents.
Constituents presumably would remember the lawmakers at the ballot box, but not at the gasoline pump. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.